Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, Episode 7, 8 Tremendously Important Ways That Gratitude Can Change Your Life by Leah Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, optimizers. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you the best content I can find from blogs and other media so that you don't have to find it and read it on your own. I gotta tell you, I'm on a little bit of a life high right now because first, iTunes approved this podcast very recently, which is awesome. And second, with only a couple hours of finding out that the podcast was live in iTunes, someone had already listened to the show and subscribed to my weekly newsletter through my site at oldpodcast.com. I barely had found out that this show was live and someone was already showing me that they were enjoying the content enough to subscribe to my email newsletter. And that was just crazy to me and it completely made my day. So I think it was like 2 a.m. So a bit tired now, but still on that life high. And I had to send an email to the person to thank them for being the first subscriber. I mean, it was even before my family and friends had a chance to join. So if you're listening now, to you, I already said thanks via email, but here's another message just to reinforce that. And on that note, for that reason, I decided to find a post about gratitude and just being thankful overall, because that really shaped my day and made everything seem a lot more positive. But before I get into that, I do have a quick sponsor to mention, and that's Audible. I have set you up with a free audiobook and a free trial if you go to audibletrial.com/old, that's OLD, which stands for Optimal Living Daily. Now, Audible is one of the few services that I actually use. If you like what I'm providing to you in this show, then you'll definitely love Audible because it's essentially the same thing. You can listen on your iPhone or Android or Kindle, except someone else is reading to you, not me, and most often it's a complete book as opposed to a blog post. And actually, they have a lot more than books. With my subscription, I actually got language learning classes through Audible, which has been way better than anything else for me, like formal classes or apps or stuff like that. That's my opinion on it, but I just love the audio version to learn a new language, and that's just another way you can use Audible. One more awesome thing is that a lot of the authors that I read to you here on this podcast actually have their own books, which are on Audible, and because Audible is my sponsor, I have hooked you up with that free audiobook download of your choice. If you try them out for free for 30 days, so you can try out any of those authors on this show or whatever you like. And if you don't like it, just cancel. No big deal. The book is yours to keep. But definitely do check it out. And it's, again, something I use and love. So if you like this podcast, then I'm sure you'll like that service too. So to get your free audiobook and free 30-day trial, just go to audibletrial.com/old. That's audibletrial.com/OLD. And that will also help support this show so I can keep bringing you this content for free. Now, today I'll be reading to you a post from ZenHabits.net. Leah Babauta is a huge success story, and this post today is really applicable for me because it's about gratitude, and I'm truly grateful for you taking the time to listen to this podcast. So with that, it's time to optimize your life. 8 Tremendously Important Ways That Gratitude Can Change Your Life by Leah Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Quote, "If the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice." Meister Eckhart. It's amazing how one simple, easy, positive action can change so much in a person's life. One of the things that has had the biggest effect on my life is the realization of the power of gratitude, simply giving thanks. It has affected everything. It has made me a more positive person, a more productive person, a better achiever, a better husband and father and son and brother, at least I like to think so, a happier person. I'm not perfect, but gratitude has made me better. Can it change your life as well? I can guarantee it. You might not get the exact same benefits as I have, but there's no doubt in my mind that the simple act of gratitude on a regular basis will change anyone's life, positively and immediately. How many other changes can claim to be that quick, that easy, and that profound? Let's take a look at some of the ways you can incorporate gratitude into your life and how it will change your life. These are just some examples based on my experience and the experiences of others I've talked with, and not all will apply to your life, but pick and choose the ones you think will work for you. Number 1, have a morning gratitude session. Take 1 minute in the morning, make it a daily ritual to think of the people who have done something nice for you, to think of all the things in your life you're grateful for. You won't get to everything in 1 minute, but it's enough. It will instantly make your day better and help you start your day off right. Can you think of a better use of 1 minute? Number 2, when you're having a hard day, make a gratitude list. We all have those bad days sometimes. We're stressed out from work. We get yelled at by someone. We lose a loved one. We hurt a loved one. We lose a contract or do poorly on a project. One of the things that can make a bad day much better is making a list of all the things you're thankful for. There are always things to be thankful for: loved ones, health, having a job, having a roof over your head and clothes on your back, life itself. Number 3, instead of getting mad at someone, show gratitude. That's a major switching of attitudes, actually a complete flip. And so this isn't always easy to do, but I can promise you that it's a great thing to do. If you get mad at your coworker, for example, because of something he or she did, bite your tongue and don't react in anger. Instead, take some deep breaths, calm down, and try to think of reasons you're grateful for that person. Has that person done anything nice for you? Has that person ever done a good job? Find something, anything, even if it's difficult. Focus on those things that make you grateful. It will slowly change your mood. And if you get in a good enough mood, show your gratitude to that person. It will improve your mood, your relationship, and help make things better. After showing gratitude, you can ask for a favor. Can you please refrain from shredding your important documents in the future? And in the context of your gratitude, such a favor isn't such a hard thing for the coworker to grant. Number 4, instead of criticizing your significant other, show gratitude. This is basically the same as the above tactic, but I wanted to point out how gratitude can transform a marriage or relationship. If you constantly criticize your spouse, your marriage will slowly deteriorate, I promise you. It's important to be able to talk out problems, but no one likes to be criticized all the time. Instead, when you find yourself feeling the urge to criticize, stop and take a deep breath. Calm down and think about all the reasons you're grateful for your spouse. Then share that gratitude as soon as possible. Your relationship will become stronger. Your spouse will learn from your example, especially if you do this all the time. Your love will grow and all will be right in the world. Number 5, instead of complaining about your kids, be grateful for them. Many parents, myself included, get frustrated with their children. They're too slow to do things, they have a bad attitude, they can't clean up after themselves, and they pick their nose too much. Unfortunately, sometimes parents will communicate that frustration to their children too often, and the kids will begin to feel bad about themselves. Many parents have done this, and while it's not perfect, it's a part of parenthood. But there's a better way. Follow the method above of calming down when you're frustrated and thinking of reasons you're grateful to your child. Share these reasons with your child, and then take the opportunity to teach them instead of criticizing them. Number 6, when you face a major challenge, be grateful for it. Many people will see something difficult as a bad thing. If something goes wrong, it's a reason to complain. It's a time of self-pity. That won't get you anywhere. Instead, learn to be grateful for the challenge. It's an opportunity to grow, to learn, to get better at something. This will transform you from a complainer into a positive person who only continues to improve. People will like you better and you'll improve your career. Not too shabby. Number 7, when you suffer a tragedy, be grateful for the life you still have. I've recently lost an aunt and my children recently lost a grandmother. These tragedies can be crippling if you let them overcome you. And while I'm not saying you shouldn't grieve, of course you should, you can also take away something even greater from these tragedies. Gratitude for the life you still have. Appreciation for the fleeting beauty of life itself. Love for the people who are still in your life. Take this opportunity to show appreciation to these people and to enjoy life while you can. Number 8. Instead of looking at what you don't have, look at what you do have. Have you ever looked around you and bemoaned how little you have? How the place you live isn't your dream house, or the car you drive isn't as nice as you'd like, or your peers have cooler gadgets or better jobs? If so, that's an opportunity to be grateful for what you already have. It's easy to forget that there are billions of people worse off than you, who don't have much in the way of shelter or clothes, who don't own a car and never will, who don't own a gadget or even know what one is, who don't have a job at all or only have very menial, miserable jobs in sweatshop conditions. Compare your life to these people's lives and be grateful for the life you have. And realize that it's already more than enough, that happiness is not a destination, it's already here. Quote, every day, think as you wake up, today I am fortunate to be alive, I have a precious human life, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to use all my energies to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. I'm going to have kind thoughts towards others. I'm not going to get angry or think badly about others. I'm going to benefit others as much as I can. Dalai Lama. You just listened to the blog post titled 8 Tremendously Important Ways That Gratitude Can Change Your Life by Leah Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Check his site out, and if you enjoyed this reading, you might also like TheMinimalist.com. I've read a couple of their posts, and they're definitely worth checking out. Also, their books are great, which are available on Audible, which is today's sponsor. So both them and Zen Habits have books on Audible, and they would be free through my link. At least you can get one of them for free at audibletrial.com/old, or you can get any audiobook for that matter. And you'll also get a free 30-day trial, and if you cancel at any time, you get to keep your free audiobook. And if you enjoyed this episode or this podcast in general, please visit the site at oldpodcast.com and join my weekly newsletter, which is a short and sweet email that gives you some quick tips and finds to help optimize your life. And that's it for episode 7. Keep up the optimal living.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.